Max, I want to shift gears here for
sure.
just a second. You know, we were talking about user fees at the top of the show, and we need to get back to that because my listening population out here needs to take action on this stuff, and we need to hold Congress's feet to the fire on this stuff. You know, I'd like to hear your rant on this a little bit.
Well, hopefully it's an educated rant.
Well, go for it.
Sure. What I can tell you is that the FAA's funding appropriations that was set up, I believe, in 97, the funding model, has just expired. And so now there is a push to try and figure out how we're going to fund the FAA, what methods, what economic models for funding them for the next 5 years. And the current proposals for the authorization for the next 5 years are somewhat different in the House and the Senate. And fortunately, they're infinitely better than what the FAA had proposed. The FAA wanted to slap user fees on pilots for doing just about everything, you know, from making a landing to flying an ILS. And if you look what's happened in countries outside of the U.S. where they've added user fees, it's absolutely killed aviation. In fact, today in England, flight instructors will tell you people who learn to fly in England can't land worth a darn because it costs them, you know, $7 to $10 to every landing. So, you know, why land more? It's going to cost you.
And they land in open fields in any direction the wind is coming from.
Well, or a great example in Germany, they talk about people who will avoid landing at an airport with an instrument landing system and kind of creep under the clouds to try and land at a little grass field to avoid the fees. We absolutely can't let that kind of thing happen in the U.S. because it runs against what we already have, which is the safest aviation system, you know, in America, and it's just going to make it prohibitively expensive for other people to get into flying.
Right now, a European or a person from Japan or Asia can come over here for the price of a pilot's license. They can come here, stay here, live here for several months,
yep.
Go on vacations. I happen to know a guy at Reed Hillview Airport who brings six Japanese nationals over at the mm-hmm. same time, trains all six of them, trip to Disneyland, houses, feeds them, gives them a pilot's license,
yep.
All for way less money than it would cost them just to do the flying in Japan.
And that's because we have an environment which has produced the lowest cost, safest training environment in the country. So what's happening is the House has passed a bill which looks very favorable, no user fees, which is great. The Senate, the bill has worked. It's all the way through committee. It's coming up for a vote on the full Senate floor, but it's still got user fees tagged on it. So I know that at least one senator is proposing an amendment to remove those fees before the final House vote. And when that happens, undoubtedly, anybody who belongs to AOPA will get an email that says, contact your senator to vote for that amendment to remove user fees from Senate Bill 1300.
Well, I've asked Phil Boyer to come on this program and do just that kind of a rant for AOPA, because I believe we have a huge listening audience out there who are interested in aviation, and he could address many, many people simultaneously by coming on this program. Max, what do you think we ought to be doing to support the pending legislation to drop user fees? Any ideas there?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, basically, the two bills are going to pass, I believe. The question becomes in what form they pass. And so within probably the next couple of weeks, pilots and even non-pilots who care about the cost of flying are going to want to contact their senators and let them know to vote for the amendment to drop user fees. If that doesn't pass, and if the two bills then go to conference committee, then we'll need to figure out who's on that conference committee and email those people. Mm-hmm. The bill will then go back to both houses for a final vote, though at that point it's going to be hard to change them. So the time for input from pilots is going to come up pretty quickly. So I think people should, if they're AOPA members, they'll get an email. If they're not, you know, monitor the different websites, including AOPA, to figure out what's happening.
And if you're interested in contacting myself or Max, you can get me at stevefinneyaviation.com, and I will certainly direct you to different websites that can possibly be contacted, even if you're not an AOPA member. Again, stevefinneyaviation.com. Max, you have a website, I'm sure?
Sure. The easiest, simplest one to go to is g100book.com, g1000book.com, and there are links there where you can read about a lot of these things as well as contact me.
Great. Well, you know, we've been talking to Max Trescott on the air here at 1-800-516-1220 about user fees and how to get these Congress people off of our backs. You know, quite frankly, there's a aviation trust fund out there, Max. It's untapped capped, I believe, with billions of dollars in it.
You mean billions and billions?
Billions of dollars in it. And why do they want to tax us more? I mean,
well, you know, that's an interesting question. The Aviation Trust Fund, which was created back in 1970, is, you can think of it as a large checking account. So money flows in the top, money flows out of the bottom. At any given point in time, like right around now, you've got somewhere between $8 and $10 billion in it. And each year, roughly $2 billion goes toward the FAA's budget. And the rest of it goes for large projects. And the problem we have is, of that roughly $8 to $10 billion in there today, only about $2 billion is uncommitted. So if you say, let's stop, you know, charging the ticket tax on your airline, let's stop all those taxes, you're going to run through that $2 billion in a very short period of time, a matter of a couple of months, because the FAA's budget is about $14 billion a year. So $2 billion isn't going to cover it for very long.
Yeah, a billion here, a billion there. Before you know it, you're talking about some real money, huh, Max?
That's right, Steve. We should be in Washington,
yeah,
clearly.
That's true.